Hello, everybody. Today here we have Kirill,
Jan.
And Jan, and Mark, who is nicely moving camera around. And Kirill is going to describe us the Interop Fest.
Swell introduction, thank you, Victor. My name is Kirill Gavriluk. I'm the Interop Program Manager on Windows Communication Foundation team. I own making sure that the Indiga, or Windows Communication Foundation, as I should call it, is going to be interoperable distributed platform solution. With me, I have Joran Talin. Joran, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi there, my name is Joran Talin. I'm the program manager looking after the workshop process for our web server specs. I work quite closely with Kirill on all of our interop events.
Interoperability is one of the three primary, one of the three pillars of Windows Communication Foundation. It would be a loss of time if the Microsoft distributed platform stack would not interoperate, because no enterprise out there can afford maintaining just one platform. And we all well understand that. There are many tactics that we employ to make Windows Communication Foundation interoperable. One of those tactics is engaging with our partners, or some may call them competitors, but we're all partners in this industry, and test interoperability on the specifications that we all agreed upon on a more or less regular basis. Joran will Or maybe it would be worth talking first how it all started, and it's all started from the specification process, how the spec matured, and how the workshop process works, and then we can flow into
it. So we have been working with the industry for, I guess, the last 2 or 3 years on developing these web server specifications, and part of that was through the workshop process, which is the way that we go out to the community and gather specific feedback on the specs in order to refine them and make sure that they actually fulfill the requirements that people have out there. So as part of that, we did some feedback workshops, which is basically just walking through and educating people on the specs. And then following that, we did some interop workshops, which is where we were actually looking at specific scenarios for that spec and making sure that we can actually get these things to work and that they can be implemented and interoperable. So that's kind of where we have been in the last year. So we're now taking a different approach as the standards have moved into the standards organizations. We put in a lot more focus on the actual product interop now. And part of that is the Windows Communication Foundation Plugfest that we held our first Plugfest in November of last year, 2005. This is quite similar. It's a scenarios-based testing approach where we invite, as Kirill said, all of our partners and friends in the industry to come and test with us. And basically, we just make it, you know, this is engineers in a room trying to get this stuff to work. It's pretty important to the overall process. And it's really trying to get us back to the leverage that we had through the Soap Builders approach of several years ago, which was very successful and achieving rapid interoperability for the subspecs.
So it's great that it creates ecosystem of the WSTAR interoperable specs. It also helps the product. You have to recognize the challenge of the getting the platforms to interoperate. It's not just fixing bugs. It's learning those bugs. Because it's one goal for me is to make sure that Indiga interoperates with WebSphere 6.0. Because WebSphere 6.0 is available out there, I can go get the developer buy the developer license, download, test with it, make sure that Indiga works with it. The other part that is harder to do is ensure that Indiga interoperates with platforms that are still in development, that we cannot download, we cannot host internally, and plus making sure that Indiga interoperates with a broad range of platforms, which we could never afford ourselves to download all of them and deploy in our lab and test. And by the way, some of them cost like $100,000 to Myelink with Logic. So that's why we're all inviting them over here. We create the atmosphere similar to Soul Builders. It is all free events. It is all a la carte. You go. We offer every possible resource that we can, that we have in our hands. Products, engineering, people for the developers and testers from the product team, consultancy on the specs, consultancy on details how Indigo implements those protocols. Everything that partners may ask for and may need to interoperate with Indigo, Windows Communication Foundation. We also look into specific integration scenarios with those with partners, because some implementations are generic distributed system platforms. Some implementations are more focused towards token issuance or identity systems or firewalls type solutions, or application-aware network appliances, etc., etc. As Jan said, the event is in November. We had 12 companies attending. There was around 28 people, I think. I was full house. We executed around 90 scenarios there that covered broad range from the basic web services solved with them towards security, reliable messaging, addressing, token issuance scenarios, more federation scenario type of scenarios. It worked very well. Got lots of good feedback from partners, lots of good success in testing. If there is a note that should appear on the MSDN describing the content of that Blackfest. And we're planning in March, and we already sent out invites broadly in the industry. We're planning in March to host another event of this sort. It's March 7th to 9th. It's again here in Redmond. We're inviting everyone to participate. Everyone having the implementation of web services. And we are looking forward to this as a very successful event.
So I guess one of the questions that we're occasionally asked is, you know, do people have to have an implementation of all these specs to attend? And it's important to realize that, as Kirill mentioned earlier, this is very much an a la carte process. You know, if you only have an RM implementation, then fine, you know, we can test with that with you. You don't necessarily need the other specs to be implemented. Just bring what you have. It'll still be useful. It'll still be a great experience, and we'd love to see you.
So if someone wants to get involved with the Plugfest, how would they go about doing that?
There's two ways to do that. One is to look on the MSDN web service portal, which we've got the address somewhere. The second one is we have a mailing list, which is ws-builders@yahoogroups.com. And that's the distribution list that we use for sending out invites and also any discussion about scenarios and things like that.
And all of this is available on the web, like the technical details, the scenarios, the testing endpoints to test online against a recent Windows Communication Foundation build. Is available online at the www.mssoapinterop.org/ilab. You can get a lot of details about what scenarios we're testing. And I think it's not only useful for implementers, it's useful for customers to see what scenarios are we testing. What type of scenarios are we thinking about when we're testing interoperability on those protocols. It is not just testing for some. Folks ask, well, you've been testing these protocols for quite a while. Does this mean that, but we still have the issues of this programming model that you generate from other Swissbills is not very fancy. Or if I access WCF generated Wisdom on my, or SMX generated Wisdom on my, using my Java stack, my programming model may not be very useful. All of these questions are being covered at this Plugfest. We test not only just protocols, we also test schemas, schema interop and Wisdom interop, contract interop, effectively, and understanding and it's a good material for us to converge on some set of schemas that are really useful for our services.
Do we still have seats free for March?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's all, we are happy to accept as many implementers of our services specifications for interop testing as there are.
Now, I know a lot of people, when they think about the interop testing, they think about like BEA or IBM or Sun, but there are a lot more companies that you had there in November. So some people may not be associating things like a federated identity. They may not be associating that with the PlugFest. Are there some companies that you can talk about that attended the PlugFest, not necessarily the results?
Yes, absolutely. For example, the like the classic platform vendors like Sun attended the PlugFest. Then there are companies like SAP and Oracle that are more of business applications. They use web services to expose their business logic, provide business infrastructure. Both attended the PlugFest in November. Then there are companies that provide sort of identity infrastructure. For example, Reactivity or Layer 7. Those are smaller solution providers that provide devices that talk web services. It's sort of the application-aware network appliances. The new buzzword, AOM. They do, what Layer 7 does is that it provides you a firewall that can accept messages, can verify the messages matches the schema, authenticate the messages, can provide, in exchange, can provide some normalized tokens, like SAML token, and lets you in behind the firewall. So that's a very popular scenario.
The other group we had was, we had pretty good representation from the open source community. So we had attendance from both JBoss and the Apache folks from WSO2. And they were testing their respective open source implementations. And again, they found it pretty useful as well.
That's great.
Now, the question to you guys, how do you think, what information, I think what would be useful for us is to hear feedback on the scenarios that are being tested on those podcasts.
Okay.
I think it would be interesting to hear from the audience, that would see this tape, is what would you like, does the scenarios that we are testing come close to what you see, how you see WCF to be used in your scenario? Do you recognize the companies that we are working with and the companies that you'd like us to interoperate with? Are we on track? Is there something else that you would like us to do or to provide, or information to provide around the scenarios and our approach to interoperability?
On which channel would you like to receive this feedback?
I think it comes... That's a good question. I think it's... There are news groups. There is WS Builders. If you have questions about the PlugFest and feedback around the PlugFest, I think WS Builders is a great mechanism to provide the feedback. It's an open Yahoo group. Join and party on.
So one question, and we may be able to splice this in. So if we find something that's not interoperable, how does Microsoft work with these other folks to make sure that it happens? Because I'm sure that there's some lessons learned that come out of the session. And then beyond that, there's some work that's done and some retesting. How do we do that?
Well, that's a good question. And it happens, the issues that we find, interoperability issues that we find, we may find them in the PlugFest. We would not be as happy, but we may find them in the real products once they're released. The issues being fixed, addressed in the product, or depending on the product schedules, are going to be either addressed in the WCF V1, or at some point, we can't put those bug fixes into WCF V1, they're going to come out as service packs. If the issue is brought by the customer and blocks the customer, we would address it through corresponding services channels. Now, the issue is not necessarily the interoperability, the challenge of interoperability bugs is that it doesn't matter whose fault it is, it's still a fault. And relying on the, when the issue comes to the product support knows, BSS knows to propagate the issue to the product team. I have reliable channels established with product teams of most of our competitors, whether it's SAP, whether it's Sun, whether it's IBM, BEA, open source folks, that I can quickly, or my team can quickly determine what the root cause is and at which site should the fix be performed. And then we can redirect the support at servicing channels appropriately, whether it comes to the other party and give the corresponding tracking ID to the customer and go talk to BEA or IBM. Or if it's the fix should be made in our stack, we will issue a QFE or add a second service pack.
Before WS Star, a scenario like that seemed like science fiction. I mean, the fact that you have such a close rapport with competitors is really, it's truly amazing. It's really the proof that WS Star is happening, that it's great. Especially in respect to what you said before with the fact that we now move that the product and not just debating about the specification by itself, but it becomes at the feature level, that it's great.
So I have a sort of a hypothetical question. So one of the cool things about WCF is its extensibility. So in theory, someone could support a standard that may not be in the V1 product. Could they come to a future PlugFest and basically interact with other people? Because it's built on top of WCF. Suppose that they supported a, you know, WS blah, some new standard. And that would maybe be in WCF 2.0, but someone did an interim support. Could that company or individual come to the PlugFest and then interact with some of the other people there? Is it more of a broad interop type of event?
Yeah, this is a good question about cardinality of the events.
So, I mean, we're always interested in hearing suggestions for additional scenarios, whether that's using existing specs or in-process specs, we're still open to that. In general,
we are focused on the Indigo, on the products, that we are releasing, on the versions that we are currently in release. So right now we are focused on the scenarios and protocols that are being released in V1. We do not have any concerns of people coming over and testing between themselves and like doing any interaction. None of our business of what people actually do when they come to Redmond. We're just providing resources, we're providing help, and of course we're providing help to reach interoperability with WCF. That's most what we're interested in. But, and well, folks tested between, on the last PlugFest, folks tested between themselves, and it's great. I mean, it's fantastic. If they have time and they have interest, sure. I know that they made some, they had side meetings between each other. Like, it's always good community, social interaction, meet and greet, discuss maybe some integration scenarios. Hey, if we all can make ecosystem better, it's all for goodness.
So how long is PlugFest?
It was 4 days.
4 days last time, yeah. We're going to try it in 3 days this time. Made some pretty good progress. Trying to want to give people time to get back to their families for the weekend as well. So it's Tuesday through Thursday, March 7th through 9th.
Well, that's great.